Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That happened. Dropped, what, 4 or 5 balls?
Yeah,
appeared to want to fight someone in the stands.
Did not bathe himself in glory.
Had to have Pat Freiermuth separate him from going or having someone come out to challenge him to a fight. Had Russell Wilson and Freiermuth sit him down and try to calm him down a couple of times.
Yep. All true.
And then the home game before that, he showed up late, had basically...
possibly ran the wrong route on a play that caused an interception.
And the most memorable thing he did from that game was as soon as the cameras went to Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce to celebrate a little Christmas dinner on TV, who steps right into the shot to say, hey, great game. I love you guys. George Pickens. That was his biggest impact on that game, was letting those guys know.
But everything seems hunky-dory. If the Steelers are posting workout videos of him from their own team account, seems like somebody patched something up
now,
there.
Now, you predicted a trade would happen.
I did.
It looks like, unless Jerry's getting bad information or it's a smokescreen, that you're going to be wrong about this.
My giraffe neck take there is going to get cut off.
Do you agree with this? To hold on to George and see how it goes with DK Metcalf and at least experiment with the two of them this season. You're already moving around, which makes me think you're kind of jostling inside your brain right now on this topic. You're not sure what the best course of action
conceptually,
is.
Conceptually, the idea of having two of the best pure deep threats in the league, contested catch guy, just pure speed guy, two specimens at the position, conceptually sounds great. And hell, if you somehow ended up with only Mason Rudolph as your starter, we know Mason likes to chuck it down the field. He and Pickens did have, objectively, a very good rapport for 3 games. It was clear George was happy that he was the quarterback because he was getting him the rock.
Yep.
So I do think there's a chance that George would say, you know what, I know they paid Metcalf, they're not going to pay me, but somebody else will if I ball out. And hey, I believe it or not, I actually like the guy throwing me the ball. Like, that dude was pretty good. I had multiple 100-yard games. I hit big touchdowns. I was the star of the game. But man, just the way Pickens has gone about his business.
You're also basing that decision on Mason Rudolph being their week one,
which I don't think
starting
is actually
quarterback,
because I think they would have paid him like they wanted him to be their week one. I get my thought is my answer, short answer after vacillating here is no, I don't think it would work. I don't like the idea of it in my head, because I just think that Pickens is too much of a live wire, man. He's unpredictable. He is very unpredictable.
He's very predictable.
Predictable in the sense that he's eventually going to like get pissed off.
Yeah.
But it's, I guess, on a week-to-week basis, you don't know. Like, the guy that was playing wide receiver for those last couple games in 2023, he balled out. He looked like the consummate team player. then you just never know when it's going to happen. I guess that's what you mean, only that it will eventually, the worm will turn. You don't know when, you do not know the hour or the day or the week, but eventually he's going to get frustrated and act in a way that distracts from what they're trying to do.
I accuse myself of being naive when we were talking about the Pirates last hour. I think this is naive behavior by the Steelers. This year it'll be different. This time George Pickens really gets it. That heart-to-heart and come-to-Jesus we had this time, it was the 19th time we had to do it. But unlike the previous 18, this time he said to us, no, you're right. I'm sorry. I apologize. My bad. Showing up late for a game after I've been out with an injury and you need to test me before the game to see if I can really play. I'll make sure that never happens again. Oh, yeah, all the stuff we heard about how people didn't make a big deal about that, because guess what? George is late for stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's regular time, and then there's George time. Sometimes we don't even know if George is going to be at practice. Oh, look who just waltzed into the wide receiver room a half hour late. George Pickens. And they just think the light bulb's going to go on now? I know he's motivated by money, but here's part of the issue. He can't get paid here because the ripped dude that's bigger, stronger, and faster than him just got all of that money.
I just think that they're putting a lot of faith in the idea that somehow their head coach is going to get through to this guy right now in a way that heretofore he has not. I mean, Mike has done every approach, basically, right? He said it's time for him to grow up. He's done the complete ignorance of anything, nothing wrong here. It wasn't George's fault. I'll blame a veteran player that I know can take the blame better and won't care about being blamed. I think the naive part is thinking that 4 years in, that year four, suddenly a different light bulb is going
to
go
on. Any accuracy to the report that Pickens was late on Christmas Day to the game against the Chiefs?
Man, that's a few days back. I really don't. No, I have the answer to that, to be quite honest.
He
had a lot going on in pregame. I can't answer that definitively.
When did Ben's ask that question? How many days later?
That was on January 14th, and it happened on Christmas.
He's acting like it was a few days back. Like, he's talking about it like, you know, back when I was growing up in the 50s. You know what I mean? He's like, Mike's like, oh, that was a long time. It's like the lady in Titanic. It's been 86 long years or whatever. What are we doing here? It was 3 weeks, man.
It's breaking news story. Jerry Dulac saying in his chat that the Steelers are not trading George Pickens. What's your reaction to that? 412-928-9370. Donnie, what's yours?
Well, to me, if they are going to do this thing with Aaron Rodgers, which we were talking about yesterday, we are a little bit less confident than we once were that it would happen. But it seems like the Steelers have the assumption that it will come to pass. And we know our buddy Mark Cabali said they're in full control of the situation. Don't you worry that they know.
They can't be in full control because
he said it last week.
They're dealing with Aaron Rodgers, who is
in control. He's about as credible as that guy. Remember the Iraqi information minister? Everything is fine. Nothing to see here.
But
like, come on, Mark.
If you're going to have some sort of all-in approach and act like, well, we get Aaron Rodgers, we're right there. We're right there with the rest of the AFC.
I think Aaron,
then you got to keep George Pickens around, no?
No, I think Aaron Rodgers actually increases the likelihood of Pickens blowing up. I think Chris made a good point.
I didn't say it didn't increase the chances of blowing up, but to keep your best actual football players on the team, if you want to tell yourselves that, hey, we get Aaron Rodgers and we can hang with the Bills and the Chiefs and the Ravens.
Okay, I know they did not have him here for a visit. This is a personal preference for you and me. Donnie, I don't know if Chris likes this guy as much. If you trade George Pickens and get a second-round pick or a third-round pick back, and your 21st pick is Emeka Ebuka, so now you have Ebuka and Metcalf instead of Metcalf and Pickens. My opinion, you've gotten no worse at the position.
Well, I think you might have gotten
no
better.
Worse at
well,
all, actually.
Well, I actually think you
and
might
I think
have gotten
And I think you
better.
Find a guy that partners up with Rodgers because he's Rodgers is a stickler on things.
Route running.
You think he's going to put up with a guy that shows up late for crap? I mean,
also,
he basically
George
wanted
not
to punch Garrett Wilson and Mike Williams in the face,
well,
and Williams is a consummate professional.
Well, I think Garrett Wilson actually had the rep as a consummate pro, and Rodgers
did.
Just didn't get really along
and
with him.
And this guy has the opposite. Rodgers' head is going to explode when he. I think
if Rodgers even comes.
Yes, I don't think it's a coincidence that Rodgers chose to go work out with DK Metcalf and not George Pickens. I don't think he has a very high...
He also might not have been... He might have been told or had it intimated to him that Pickens might not even be here. Forget about having a high opinion of the guy. Also, you could say this about Ibuka. He's a different kind of receiver. He might be a better fit. Because the one thing I would say, go back to my original point of, oh, it's tempting in principle to look at two straight-up downfield deep threats, and, oh, that's tantalizing. They're kind of redundant skill sets at the position. Hey, here, we're going to have two guys just run downfield, and yes, the upside is if you don't roll a safety over maybe on either guy on a given play, you might get burnt, but that's kind of an all-or-nothing feast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Famine approach.
George, you've been with this offense now for 3 years. Have you seen signs of growth, and how much more does this team still need to grow offensively?
Yeah, I've seen signs of growth for sure. From past, you know, the first year I've been here, just way more growth for sure.
Does that make you optimistic going forward?
Nah.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service.
That last one just cracks me up.
Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, which sparked debate. People were asking out loud if a guy that went to the University of Georgia and was a college student, if he knew the definition of the word optimistic, which I am going to say, yes, he does. Come on now.
I actually think George, every single person that goes in there says that he comes off like away from the cameras.
That was the excuse people made.
That it's obvious that he's a pretty sharp guy.
Well, maybe he doesn't know what optimistic means.
Cabali has repeatedly said he thinks he's one of the smartest guys on that team, and he's like very calculated, and even though he comes off so standoffish, that it's a calculated decision.
Breaking news in the Post-Gazette, Dulac reporting Pickens is not going to get traded this draft week. They're not trading him now. Defeats the purpose of adding Metcalf. Jim Bodine asked a follow-up. Isn't that the sausage guy?
Jimmy Dean.
Who's Jim Bodine?
Like Jimbo, J-I-M-B-O?
J-I-M space B-O-W. Dean.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
This is a random country bumpkin who's in this chat. Asked, if they trade Pickens, is the receiver room all that different than last year? They are not. Not now. The not now part I heard is, this is a crazy idea, that if they actually feel this way, pulling this off would be even more of a heist than when they got the first pick in the second round for Claypool. But apparently, there's a belief that the idea is, we'll see how it goes with George. And if we get a bad feeling about George behaviorally, if there's more transgressions, we'll just trade him before the trade deadline and dump him on somebody before the season is over.
That is...
And get something for him then. Yeah. Give it a few games, and if it's not working out, we'll find the new home for him.
That's like they're talking about him like they're rehoming a pet. We're going to see how he does in this house, and then if it doesn't work out...
He has no more accidents, we're fine, but if he...
What are we talking about here? Come on. That is a cockamamie plan if I have ever heard one. You like bringing cockamamie back?
Poppy wiped her butt on my bedsheet because I was staying in the guest bedroom because of my cold.
Did she do the little butt drag?
And, you know, they don't have toilet paper dogs. They can't wipe themselves. So residue got on there.
Ooh, residue.
Would you immediately take the sheets off the bed and put new sheets on? Or would you just...
Do what you did, which was clearly not do that.
Which was just move to the other side of the bed and never...
Why didn't you just get like a wet paper towel and stuff and make sure you wiped it off as best you could before you did that move? Also, the real...
Well, the cleaning ladies did that when they came yesterday.
Okay. The real... Oh. Well, more blue-collar evidence from you.
These are great people, by the way.
They are.
Tremendous work they're doing.
Listen, we have a wonderful lady who comes and does the bathrooms in the kitchen once a month just to keep them in basic working order. The thing about Poppy is the first move I make there, if I'm you, even though I don't want to get out of bed, I pick her up and make sure her ass doesn't have poop on it.
Well, I was sick at the time.
You can't pick up a dog while you're sick?
I had 102-degree temperature.
Oh, no. Michael Jordan scored 36 points with the flu.
You don't actually believe that.
No, he was hungover, I think.
Here is Lou on George Pickens. I almost said Carl Pickens. Hello, Lou.
Hi, guys. It's not so much on George Pickens, but Jerry Dulac. Are we being serious talking about... Jerry Dulac is like the Joe DiNardo of the sports world. Two homely white-haired gentlemen that are right.
How dare you go after Joe DiNardo like that? You're going to disgrace the name of one of the great meteorologists in American history?
Hold on, Lou. Do you have like a meteorologist power rankings and you were never a DiNardo guy? Were you a Dennis Bowman guy?
Well, if I did, my boy Stephen Cropper would be up at the top. Anyways, listen, at the end of next year, the Steelers are going to be 9-8, and Mike Tomlin's going to be firmly implanted in his fears, like he is every year for the last 10 years. All of this is just, I know you guys have to do it, and you guys do a good job at it, but it's just ridiculous anymore. It's embarrassing.
I mean,
aren't
we pointing that out by saying if they keep Pickens, it's more proof that Tomlin rules the roost? And he's letting a guy that basically gets away with bloody murder stay on the team for an extra year? Isn't that exactly what we're doing, what you want us to do?
It's not that I want that at all. What I want is for the Steelers to maybe try something different this year.
Which is what? Fire the coach right now?
I would have fired him 5 years ago, 6 years ago. But yes, my hope was that Jim, that John, or whatever, the Harbaugh that went to the Chargers would have stayed in Michigan, and the Chargers would have wooed Mr. Tomlin out to L.A. That was my hope, but that didn't happen. So now we have to deal with all the stuff that we have to deal with year after year after year. I mean, come on, Aaron Rodgers, Chris Mahler would be a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you. That might get put in a drop somewhere.
Man, can anyone say, is it that hard to say Mahler? Chris Mahler. Come on.
Pittsburgh Maulers. It's just a low, it's just you. Just your bald head. Bring that back. The Maulers.
What was the color? Purple and orange.
Man, Dulac.
Catching major strays, and then, wow.
DiNardo caught an even worse stray there. He didn't deserve that. Isn't he no longer with us?
He's passed. So
come
like,
on now. We're gonna crap on
to
dead
that.
Meteorologists? Also, do better, Pittsburgh.
I also think that's the first...
Joe said it would.
That's the first and only time anyone has ever said the phrase, my boy Stephen Cropper.
I disagree with that. I think there's Cropper lovers out there.
So somebody's been like, you know, my boy Stephen Cropper out here said that's a cumulonimbus cloud. That's a cirrus cloud out there.
I have a favorite meteorologist, and it's not even close. It's Mary Hours. She's the only meteorologist that's come on and christened the start of our hot dog eating contest with a dazzling rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. I mean, people still are getting chills. It's like the Whitney Houston
Super Bowl. Has any other meteorologist in town come on to our show and told us that their spouse was placing, they were placing bets for their spouse while driving.
Right.
While they were driving. I mean, Mary is, she's a woman for all seasons. I guess pun intended, because she's a meteorologist.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. We'll get Florio's reaction to this story. Get his take on, I mean, we have to ask him about Aaron Rodgers and what the heck's going on there. If he is, this is a guy, Mike Florio, who said the week of free agency that Rodgers was going to sign on Tuesday or Wednesday. And now we're more than a month later. So what's going on here? Is it going to happen next week?
It's Aaron being Aaron.
But it's okay, because what did Kobale say, Donnie?
Steelers have full control of the situation.
That's like when you give a kid a steering wheel in the back seat, a toy one, and they think they're driving the car. That's what the Steelers have.
Full control means they can kidnap him and then put him down in the chair and take his hand and force him
to sign,
the contract. They can't do that. So they're not in full control at all.
We are in full control. Control is ours.
You say you're in full control when you are, in fact, not in full control. That sounds like something you say.
That's like the old bit in boxing is, if you ever see a fighter smile right after he got punched, that means he's hurt. If you say, or somebody close to the team or covers the team says, oh, they're in full control of the situation.
There's some lyrics in this song that get played on regular radio sometimes, and I don't know how they get away with it.
Knew you were going to say it.
Dire Straits. All their songs are like 9 minutes long, but they're all good.
Sultans of Swing, an all-time banger.
Time to talk to Mike Florio. Pro Football Talk brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, what is the latest chapter in the never-ending Aaron Rodgers saga for us?
I think we're still stuck on waiting. There's been no development. We just wait. And who the hell knows what's next? I think the most revealing development was Friday when we found out of nowhere that Derek Carr has a shoulder injury and could miss the entire season. I heard that there might be the possibility of the Saints reaching out. I don't know why Rodgers would want to play there, but it reveals the benefit of his delay, that through this process of waiting, there could be another spot that would pop up. That injuries happen all the time, usually during football season, but you never know when you're going to find out that somebody's got an injury, off-season program. They can happen anytime, any place it can happen, and other seats could, in theory, become available. And that's one of the reasons to wait if there's more to his delay than just wanting to avoid the off-season program in Pittsburgh.
I mean, I'm starting to think that the Steelers on the list of preferred teams for him are like several spots down from the top here, Mike. That's kind of my main thought. It isn't just about avoiding the offseason program. I'm just starting to think he really doesn't want to play here unless it's that or don't play at all.
There's a persistent belief he's waiting to see what happens in Minnesota, that after the Vikings see J.J. McCarthy in the offseason program, see him throw the ball in that setting, they'll realize Aaron Rodgers could do a better job and they'll change their mind. They have left the door open. GM Kwesi Adofo-Mensah several weeks ago made it clear that the door is open. So in theory, it's possible if he's thinking, I've got a better chance to cap my career the way I want in Minnesota than in Pittsburgh. I still don't know why I'd want to do the next step in the Brett Favre career arc, but so be it. That's what some are thinking. Regardless, this is what happens when you do nothing, and more importantly, you say nothing. There's no harm in leaking to a select reporter or going on McAfee's show and explaining what your thought process is. There's a way to do it transparently that doesn't necessarily piss everyone off. Silence, at least in Pittsburgh, I think, is pissing everyone off, because there's that persistent idea as articulated by Cam Hayward. You either want to be a Steeler or you don't, and I think most fans feel the same way.
Mike, the comment from Adam Schefter early this week about how there might be a soft deadline of the start of off-season workouts, because technically Rodgers hasn't missed anything yet, but if he's not here on Tuesday, then he will miss the beginning of like the soft install of the offense and putting the playbook in and getting on the same page as wide receivers. And Schefter implying that the Steelers would be upset or frustrated or angry over that, and that might cause them to back off on Rodgers. Do you put any credence in that opinion?
Well, I think it's commonsensical, but I defer to Mike Tomlin when he said the line of demarcation at the start of training camp. That was kind of a knowing comment that they've had the conversation about when the clock strikes 12 and that's it, and it's too late, and you can't show up in Pittsburgh. I mean, really, are they going to say no to him if they haven't added a guy who's clearly going to be the starter for 2025? And who's out there that they could add that would cause us to say, well, the door's closed? I mean, if they would trade for Kirk Cousins, which I don't expect them to do after the draft, because Cousins wants to wait until after the draft to waive his no-trade clause, that would be a development that would cause us to say the door is probably closed. But until they've got someone better than Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson as their top two options, I think the door is still open, even if the Steelers aren't happy about it.
Do you put any stock in the Shedeur Sanders rumor? He came here and Todd McShay said that Tomlin allegedly really likes Shedeur Sanders, Mike.
I don't think it's impossible to have both Shedeur Sanders and Aaron Rodgers, because Shedeur would be the future and Rodgers would be the present. Would you go with Shedeur Sanders right away? At some level, they've got to be burned by what happened with Kenny Pickett 3 years ago, but you could also look at it and say, hey, we flipped the coin on a quarterback in 2022 and we lost. We'll go ahead and flip it again this year, and maybe this time we'll win. I think 9 through 21 is the action area for Shedeur Sanders. Actually, 8 now, since people are expecting the Saints to be interested in him at 9, which could prompt someone to jump up to 8. But once he gets past 9, if he gets past 9, there's a long way to go, and there aren't a lot of teams, maybe the Seahawks, between 10 and 20 that are clear destinations. The Steelers would be at risk of someone jumping in front of them at spot number 20 or a little higher than that. Maybe they have to spring up a little bit, and we've seen them do that with guys they really wanted in the past, like Troy Polamalu and Santonio Holmes. But they sat tight and got Najee Harris. They sat tight and got Kenny Pickett. Not that either of those two guys are still on the team, but in theory, they could sit at 21 and see if he's there, and I wouldn't be surprised if they took him if he's there.
Mike, to go back to your line of demarcation comment that you referenced Tomlin making, I mean, doesn't that just reek, and isn't Rodgers smart enough to know if he's aware of that comment, that just reeks of desperation on Tomlin's part? I mean, that's just the head coach, I think, parting the seas even more for Rodgers to do absolutely whatever he pleases during this entire time, because he's essentially saying, forget about OTAs, forget about this other stuff. If you show up the night before training camp, sign a contract, put ink to paper, I'll be good to go with you.
This is the team that has gone completely out of character with the trade for DK Metcalf, the contract that they gave him. They've never done anything like that in the 50 years I've been paying attention to the Pittsburgh Steelers. They want to get to the playoffs and win a playoff game. So I think there is desperation. And look at the depth chart. Mason Rudolph, Skylar Thompson. The desperation is implied. All due respect to both of those guys. I can't imagine the Steelers going forward with Mason Rudolph as their starting quarterback in 2025. Those guys are there to be the backups to somebody. Whether it's Rodgers, whether it's Kirk Cousins, whether it's Shedeur Sanders, whether it's somebody else who's floating around out there that we might not be thinking of, it can't be Rudolph 1 and Thompson 2. Not if the goal is to get to the playoffs and win a playoff game.
Mike, do you think that the TJ Watt Instagram post is, well, what do you think it means? Let's get your own conspiracy theory and your own personal theories in on this. What do you think that meant?
I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory. It happened. We're trying to understand what it was. He's not the kind of guy to pop off. He's not the kind of guy to take a stand. But nowadays, because social media has been used so many times by players to send a message,
yep,
when you post throwing up the deuces, there they go, why are the balloons rising? But when you post throwing up deuces, people are going to think you're saying, I want out. And look what it did for Myles Garrett. He came out and said, I want to be traded. I want out of Cleveland. It sucks here. We're never going to win. He didn't say it in those words, but that was the message.
Yep.
And they threw $40 million a year at him. So TJ's been waiting patiently for a contract that improves on his $28 million per year average. He's due to make like $21 million this year. He clearly deserves a new contract. And he hasn't gotten one. And you know, he could look at this Aaron Rodgers situation and say, I don't like this. This isn't the Steelers I've played for my entire career since 2017 and haven't won a playoff game, and it's not my fault we haven't won a playoff game. I don't like this desperation. If they're not going to pay me what I deserve and they're going to play these games and pay a bunch of money to a DK Metcalf who's never played for the team before, see ya. I'm out.
I mean, I personally...
Wait, so you actually think it might mean that he's asking for a trade?
I think he's trying to get their attention.
I
don't think it was accidental.
I think
it came out on the day that everybody was thinking, ooh, is Aaron going to show up at the Pat McAfee thing? And, ooh, maybe Aaron's going to show up. And, you know, let's worry about the guys who are there.
Sounds like a Brady Bunch thing, and a Marsha bit here, Mike. It sounds like he's very disgusted. For the record, I would trade him. I've said this a bunch of times. I'll run that by you. If I were the Steelers, I would have explored trading him before last season. I'd certainly still be interested in doing it this season.
Well, Chris Sims and I had a long discussion about this. There was a time right after free agency started where the Steelers had a revolving door at that edge rusher position. Guy becomes a free agent, wants a lot of money. Steelers throw up the deuces for them, and somebody'd leave, and then in comes the next guy who'd be the star. And they'd keep doing it over and over again. It was unusual for the Steelers, and it is unusual when they make a major market-level commitment to an edge rusher because they've been very good at cultivating and developing guys who can jump into their system and get it done. So, you know, I thought that the Browns should have traded Myles Garrett. So you have to think about, if you don't trade a guy, what you're giving up to keep him. And if there's somebody out there that's willing to give you significant draft pick compensation, you're giving that up by keeping the guy. And you're going to have to pay him $40 million a year in new money. And he's getting closer and closer to the expiration date. You don't want to regret the contract you gave him a year later. Look at what the Dolphins are dealing with both Tyreek Hill and Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
I think they regret giving both of those guys the contracts they got last year. And it makes it harder for them to move on now. The cap consequences are too significant. There's too much guaranteed money to get somebody to trade for either one of them. And so you don't want to be in that situation where a year from now you're saying, why in the hell did we sign that guy to the contract? And it's hard to do. You're talking about a foundational player, a face of the franchise, a guy who's meant so much to the team. But every player is a piece in a giant football machine, and eventually that piece gets removed and another piece gets put in. And it's hard to do. The bigger the name, the harder it is to forget the name on the back of the jersey and make an objective assessment. But that's what the Steelers need to do. And I love T.J. Watt as a player, but you know, they may be thinking $40 million a year, 40.3, whatever it's going to take, highest paid non-quarterback in league history. They're not willing to do it for a guy who's getting close to 30 and maybe getting close to the point where he's not going to be the guy that he once was.
Do you think there's a team in this year's draft that would give up a first-round pick for him?
I think it depends on, and this is the problem. If you wait and see how the first round goes, and there's somebody who was angling for a specific edge rusher and they emerge without the guy they want, maybe you can get next year's first round pick plus something else this year. But the best time to, if they're going to do it, and especially if they're looking to replace him with an edge rusher, the best time to do the trade is when the pick is on the clock, because then you don't have to worry. If you pick up pick number 15, nobody knows that you've got the pick until it's time to use it. So you don't get jumped by somebody who's saying, oh, they're going to get this edge rusher that we really want. We better get in front of them.
Mike Florio, check him out. Pro Football Talk, PFT Live. Thank you, Mike. We'll talk again next week.
That doesn't mean goodbye for good. That's just regular dude. That's peace. That's not.
And there goes, every time you put the peace sign up, the happy birthday balloons go up. There you go. See you, Mike.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.